You can see my award-winning climate comedy show Spoilers at a festival near you, provided you live near or are going to McCunclith or Wells comedy festivals. More dates added soon near you, conceivably, who knows what might happen.
And if you are at Mac, come and see ComCom Redacted live at 4 p.m. on the Saturday.
Go to stuartgoldsmith.com and click the very attractive banner image to find out more.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, you. It's a lovely little mini pod. Just a couple of minutes. I've got three things to talk to you about, and I'll only leave this one up for a few days, and then I will delete it if I get round to it. I probably will get round to it. So, the little mini pod, just to tell you three things, really. First, the T-shirt pre-sales, which I planned in advance to drop whilst I was busy getting married, when that episode, or, well, technically on my honeymoon last Monday, which then went catastrophically wrong over the weekend, have now been fixed. So if you're interested in the T-shirt pre-sales, which will only run for 2 or 3 weeks, you can get your discounted Thanks Man / Horse device. Amazing new design, courtesy of brilliant American artist Polly Becker. You can get those T-shirts now, at comedianscomedian.com/merch. There is a tiny problem with the PayPal, which means that when you pay via PayPal, and you won't get them for some weeks because they haven't been printed yet. That's the point of the pre-sale. But when you pay via PayPal, if you then press the button that says return home, because the return home site on my website isn't an HTTPS thing, according to a guy in the Facebook group, thanks guy for your help, then that means that it will give some sort of error message, but your purchase will have gone through. So this is this is effectively a message to say, hey, the stuff works now, not 100%, but it totally works. I think if you're browsing using Firefox or Safari, that isn't an issue, but, you know, Chrome is a clever little devil, and these things go wrong sometimes. And so that's the first thing. The second thing, I completely forgot to advertise the Hell Week previews. There's only two of them, this coming Sunday and Monday at Angel Comedy in Islington. You can go to angelcomedy.co.uk or just Google Angel Comedy, because that may not be the actual address. If you are in the North London area, 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock on each night, loads of newbie new stuff, some never-before-seen stuff, and a good deal of never-to-be-seen-again stuff. So if you're a Goldsmith completist and you want to hear everything I've ever thought, you've got to get down there. £5 in advance on the website, or you can take a chance and turn up. You will not be disappointed in terms of taking a chance and turning up by the availability of tickets. The show itself, no guarantees, no refunds. But if you don't book in advance and just turn up, then I get a little bit more scared on the day whether anyone's going to be there. But equally, if you don't like the show, you can avoid, you can swerve paying at the end, and you've saved your money. So no guarantees, no refunds. Come along. I mean, I've done this. I did this once, remember, November last year. And the results of that, it was very successful and went on to win a lovely award at Leicester Comedy Festival. So, look, what we've learnt is you can come and be an experimental guinea pig audience. It may not be the best show of your life. It will be of interest. Some of it is definitely good, but then I got the certain amount of pressure on me to be turning over even brand newer stuff, because it's a perfect environment to try stuff for the very first time. But I will, I promise you a show. I will do some of the stuff that works, but maybe not all of it. So come along and see that at the Bill Murray, the pub in Angel. It's about a 5-minute walk from Angel Tube, if you fancy, come along to that. And thirdly, and finally, just a little bit of a tiny post-wedding post-amble. It's all done. It's all done and dusted. God, it was great. There were human pyramids on the lawn. There was tops off at the end of the night to an LCD sound system track. There were some fantastic little special things, almost all of which happened. And, yeah, almost all of which sort of happened according to plan, I should say. And my godson did some side flips off walls and tables. He's 11 and didn't break his foot until days afterwards. So that's a result. And he made 22 quid effectively busking. So apologies to his parents for helping him along down that path by suggesting he, yeah, he was like, I'm bored. I was like, why don't you do tricks for money? Ping, light bulb goes on in his head. Terribly sorry about that. Oh, my lovely wife, my lovely baby, Everything was so great, guys. I don't know, is this a post-amble? Is it gloating? It's not gloating, it's just celebration, isn't it? God, it was good. I've got to do a gig in 20 minutes and I've run out. My voice has carked it from doing nothing but drinking champagne, shouting woo, and then, of course, not sleeping properly because the little Boutros decided to wake up screaming at 2:30 every morning. But that was fun. His godmother and various people, relatives and so on, were on hand, but not for the honeymoon. The honeymoon period was largely marked by screaming. All three of us. So it was glorious. I just want to say thank you to everyone that came along. Thanks to all of you listeners who emailed me your thanks, your celebration, your congratulations is the word, and said nice things about me and the wedding and your happiness for my happiness, either an email, on Twitter, or on the Comedians Comedian Facebook group. Thank you, everybody. I promised you a little tiny mini pod, and we've done 5 minutes already. Is there anything specific I can say? It's just sort of joy, really, isn't it? Did anything go wrong? I mean, obviously, you spend the day talking to hundreds of your dearest friends, and the only sentence you seem to say is, God, you, I've barely seen you. And then it's on to the next person to say exactly the same. We managed to stretch it out over 2 or 3 days, though, so that was good. There is nothing. I mean, I might throw in the whole comedy and podcasting thing and try and get into some sort of live production management, because it turns out if you give me a walkie-talkie, I become a sort of hyper-zone, high-functioning psychopath. I'm high-functioning? Was that just my experience? Functioning? I bloody enjoyed it. One of the first things I said, I was driving my little van around the site with a walkie-talkie, and I was saying to everyone that was in the van, hey, just check in with me again at the end of the little 2 or 3 days of setup and takedown and see if I still feel the same. Because right now, I want to bail out on everything else in my life and just drive the van and have a walkie-talkie. Presumably there's some sort... I mean, I don't want to do the admin. I don't want to do the setup. I found that heart-stoppingly difficult and frustrating. And thank God the Mrs. Comcom, as she is now called, Mrs. Podface, she was brilliant at all that stuff, and I was terrible at it. I mean, really dog shit. But actually live on the day, being flexible, making decisions and getting on with it, I'd love to pretend I did anything. It was largely my friends Janine and Amy who managed to mastermind the entire thing and make it happen. But I feel I contributed a bit, and it was really good fun. It was so much fun to have a walkie-talkie. I'm going to blow all of the donations this week on walkie-talkies. Thank you to everyone who's donated. Thanks for all your lovely messages about the T-shirt thing not working. No, I genuinely mean that. There's a whole subfolder on my email, on the comedianscomedian.com email, saying, listeners helpfully telling me things are broken. And that filled up pretty nicely this week. So that was great. Have we got time for a quick listener email? We probably have. Hang on, what have we got? Who's said stuff? Richard says, just bought a T-shirt. No punchline, just wanted to compliment you on a great piece of merch. Hey, well, I've tried to put it together, as we've discovered with limited success. Polly Becker is the person we should be congratulating. Love the clip as well, up to your usual high standard. What clip is he talking about? The recent Melbourne Gala one? Let's assume it's that, unless I've accidentally broadcast something I didn't mean to. I'm going to ping it over to a few mates and the odd stranger if appropriate. Might as well join the Help Stew Conquer Comedy Pressure Group. Keep up the F**king excellent work. I think he means fucking. And I'm a cool guy. Brackets used for code purposes only, not a statement of fact. So don't worry about replying. I know you're busy. Take it easy, mate, Richard. I will try to, but you know me. I'm frequently taking it difficult, or at least taking it at high speed. Thank you, Richard. The pre-sales for the T-shirts at comedianscomedian.com/merch are live for the next 2 or 3 weeks. What did I say? 3rd of July? 2 weeks or so. Get in there quick. Discounted, sweet, sweet merch. You can buy them from wherever you are in the globe. We've taken into account we've added the little discount, even if you have to pay whatever it is, £4 or £5 sometimes to make it possible to ship to Australia. And they are so great. I got one as a sample, and I've been walking around wearing it. And it's not cool to wear your own merch, but it doesn't say that it's my own merch. So no one knows, unless you are a fan of the show and know about the merch. And if you see me out about wearing my own T-shirt, we should have some sort of code phrase. We should have some sort of... give me a double thumbs up. Give me a slightly sarcastic double thumbs up if you see me out and about at, for example, the Edinburgh Festival, wearing my own merch. But other than that, no one's going to know. It's only you guys. If you give me a double thumbs up, I'll feel pretty great about my life. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to this micro pod. I shall surely delete it in time. Yeah, come and see those last two Hell Week shows. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of really good cooking stuff in the show, and there's a lot of a lot of other stuff. Speak to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.